Hare Krishna. Question from Vinayak Prabhu. You said in one Gita in the article that you can see all attractive things in this world as reminders of Krishna's attractiveness. But then there are certain things in this world which are attractive, but they are not good for devotees. So how should we see these things? Answer. When we say that the attractive things that should remind us of Krishna, that does not necessarily mean that we embrace those attractive things. It simply means that in principle, whatever attraction that is there in those things, we understand intellectually that that attraction is coming from Krishna, and rather than seeking the attraction in that thing, we seek to find the attraction in Krishna. So for now, Srila Prabhupada writes in the Chaitanya Charitamrita purport that some spiritualists say that even the taste of liquor is Brahman, because ultimately everything is Brahman. He says, now even if we say in a distant sense that the taste of liquor is Brahman, actually Srila Prabhupada also talks about this in one of his books, that he says that if somebody thinks that the taste of wine, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, rasoham apsu kaunte, that I am the taste of water. So if somebody says that the taste of wine is also, wine is a liquid, and so taste of wine is also Krishna, then by thinking of Krishna thus, even this drunkard will one day become a great devotee. So now Srila Prabhupada says that, but then he also, based on Shastra, uses the regulatory principle, no intoxication. So if the taste of liquor is also Krishna, then why do we have to follow the principle of no intoxication? That is because, yes, the taste of liquor is Krishna, in the sense that captivation, that captivating potency that is there in liquor, that is also coming from Krishna. But that does not mean that that will take us to Krishna. Krishna is transcendental. So if you consider this as transcendence, then there is goodness, passion and ignorance. So now, the transcendental, that transcendental Krishna manifests in this world through things which manifest their attractiveness and goodness in passion and ignorance. So now the manifestations in ignorance, if we get attracted to them, we stay away from Krishna. So liquor also has its attractive potency, and liquor would not have its attractive potency unless Krishna manifested a spark of his all attractiveness through it. But that is manifested for people who want to stay in ignorance. Krishna accommodates them and fulfills their desire. So getting attracted to those manifestations of Krishna will not take us closer to him. That will take us away from him. So what we understand is that, yes, when we see some people getting intoxicated, maddened by attraction to liquor, then we understand by that actually this is, this capacity for liquor to madden people is there because liquor manifests Krishna's all attractive, a spark of Krishna's all attractiveness. So if a spark can attract and madden people so much, then how much can the whole attract me if I focus on the whole? So we intellectually focus on, intellectually understand, but we don't have to experientially entangle ourselves with these things. Similarly, the beauty of the sense objects. Now, where does that beauty come from? That comes from Krishna. But if we become attracted to the beauty of the sense objects, then we will usually not go towards Krishna. We will get entangled in the material world and we will not move towards Krishna. So what we should do is, when we see beautiful sense objects, it's not that we dwell on those sense objects, but whenever we feel an attraction, we intellectually understand, this beauty is coming primarily from the body, and it's going to be temporarily beautiful. But if this can be so captivating, then how captivating will be Krishna's beauty? Therefore, let me try to focus on Krishna's beauty. So, we certainly, when we say that the attractiveness of all attractive things comes from Krishna, that does not mean that we become attracted to all those things. Rather, it means that we direct our attraction towards Krishna by remembering that their attractiveness is also coming from Krishna, and their attractiveness is only a spark, whereas Krishna is the full. So even if I turn away from their attraction, Even if I don't let myself get attracted to them, I'm not losing anything. Rather, I'm gaining. So, by this philosophical understanding of the of Krishna being the source of everything attractive, and therefore we focusing on Krishna's attractiveness, and then we can also focus on the attractiveness of those things that take our consciousness towards Krishna. So, for example, if we like to taste good food, then we take delicious prasad. So, then we are getting the taste of food and we are getting the connection with Krishna. If we like to hear music, if some devotees are very good singing, then we can hear their kirtans. If we like to hear intellectually stimulating classes and lectures and deep philosophy, then we try to find out which devotees give that kind of classes, which books satisfy our intellectual need. And then there, through the intellectual stimulation, that intellectual stimulation is also a manifestation of Krishna. Intellectual attraction is also a manifestation of Krishna. But that if we become attracted to the intellectual brilliance of some atheists, that attraction will take us away from Krishna. The intellectual brilliance of devotees will take us towards Krishna. So, we decide based on anukulyasya sankalpa pratikulyasya varjanam. We accept that which is anukul, which is favorable, and we reject that which is unfavorable. So those manifestations of Krishna which manifest his attractiveness and which take us towards him, we focus on them. And those manifestations which take us away from Krishna, even though they manifest his attractiveness only, we understand that they will take us away from him, and so we don't focus on them. Thank you. Hare Krishna.